Yesterday we talked about financial problems that are plaguing symphony orchestras across the United States. It is definitely a national problem, orchestras struggling from coast to coast. But today we wanted to move on to what you could call a classical music success story. Emmy award-winning conductor George Doherty is filling concert halls with audiences by combining classical music with a familiar face. And that is George Doherty conducting the Sydney Symphony. Good morning, George.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. I wanted to say it sounds like the idea here is to bring people back to classical music using the same setup and the same music that they were possibly first introduced to classical music. But I don't think a lot of people watching Looney Tunes cartoons, if they grew up that way, knew that they were listening to Rossini and Wagner.
No, you know, they didn't perhaps know they were listening to Rossini and Wagner, but you know what? I think that they did know that they were listening to great music. I know that I did when I was a little kid. I knew that this music really attracted me, and I could tell a Warner Brothers cartoon by the music, even when I was 4 years old. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are really drawn by just the incredible excitement and the even more important than that, the very high quality, incredible quality of the symphonic performances, because, you know, it wasn't that far away from, you know, the world of the symphony orchestra. Hollywood in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s was the hotbed of international symphonic, you know, activity. There were more great symphony orchestra musicians in Hollywood in the, you know, pre-World War II days and during World War II than in any other place in the world. And that they all found their way into these cartoons.
Right, but George, you know, we're both, you and I are in our places in classical music, are at least both in an industry that's often accused of living too far in the past. So hearkening back to the Looney Tunes cartoons, is that not quite as innovative as we need to be in classical music?
Well, I think it's very innovative, and it certainly was 20 years ago. Now, it was 20 years ago that we first did this project. We're having our 20th anniversary this year. Mm-hmm. We were called Bugs Bunny on Broadway for the first 20 years because even though it was a symphonic concert, it came to Broadway and was a huge surprise back in 1990. No one expected this. You know, when I first thought of this project, it was going to be a one-year project, and that was in 1990. And then now we're celebrating our 20th anniversary with a refreshing. It's now called Bugs Bunny at the Symphony, and you just heard part of that CD, which just came out. We recorded it with the Sydney Symphony at the Sydney Opera House. There's something really sweet, by the way, about recording what's Opera Doc and The Rabbit of Seville on the stage of arguably the world's most recognizable opera house. But, you know, it's American classical music, contemporary classical music, at its most innovative. Carl Stalling, who wrote all these scores, was an American composer of incredible talent. Just because, you know, he was composing for cartoons, one should never minimize the talents of this man. And, you know, he and Rossini had, you know, more in common than people would, you know, sometimes ever realize. And that's sort of our comic opera. Our you know the Italians had the comic opera of Rossini. We had Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry, all these great cartoons of the 1930s and 40s. So putting them on the concert stage with a full symphony orchestra, with the cartoons projected, you know, right above the heads of the orchestra, was something that had never been done before. In 1990, a few orchestras had done silent movies, like the wonderful Napoleon with the Coppola score and things like that, but it really hadn't been done before.
And so, I got to say, George, I actually still own my CD copy of Bugs on Broadway. That is George Doherty. He's conductor and co-creator of Bugs Bunny at the Symphony. Thanks for talking to us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.